WTIP is sad to share the news that Norman Deschamps, chair of the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, passed away on Saturday, February 9th. Norman served in the tribal chairman position for about 28 years. He also served on the executive committee of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, whose members are of the Grand Portage, Boys Fort, Fond du Lac, Leech Lake, Mille Lacs, and White Earth Bands. Norman served on the current Tribal Council with Vice Chair Marie Spry, Secretary Treasurer April McCormick, and Council Members John Morin and William Bill Myers. WTIP reached out to some of the people who worked with Norman. First, Gary Frazier, Executive Director of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe.
And what is your position on the...
I'm the Executive Director of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. So I'm a appointed position, not elected. I'm appointed by the TEC, which is the Tribe Executive Committee.
Did you work with Norman for quite a while?
Yeah, I worked with Norman. I've been here since 79, so I've worked here with him 40 years.
Oh, my God. So I'm guessing you were friends as well as...
Oh, real close. I mean, he'd call me... He was president for the tribe, and I don't have those exact years, two different times, but when he's president, he's my direct supervisor. Mm-hmm. So he would call me every day, and he continued to do that even after he... 4 years, four years ago, he wasn't elected president, but he still made a point to call me every day and ask me my input on things and just talk as a friend, just talk different things. Friday was the last time I talked to him, Friday afternoon. We traveled out together, went to D.C. a lot, did some testifying out there, testified at the state level, and I always went out to dinner whenever, anytime we were at meetings and stuff.
Aww. Do you have a favorite Norman story that you'd be willing to share?
They're always favorite because we always talk each other about height. Like last Friday, he said that he was snaring rabbits the week before, and he said, but up on the hill, the snow is deep. He said, it's all the way up to my chest. I said, oh, so I told him, you mean about 2 feet of snow? So he started laughing because he said, sure, I was talking about his height. But and about coming into work, the biggest thing is coming to work. You can never get one over on them. Friday, 5 o'clock. No, I said, I tried to call you at 5 o'clock when I got to the office, and he said, "Oh, I must have been on my mid-morning break then." Like he works, goes to work at 3 o'clock. But just always joke each other about our time, and I always joke about it. He's out watching. He's out cutting, chopping firewood. I said, watching Debbie chop firewood. So I don't say like that. But the thing I liked about Norman is that he was such a family man. He'd travel 300 miles to go watch his kid and then his grandkids play ball and come back and be to work the next day. I mean, from Grand Portage, you know how far it is to anywhere. And they'd go down to Moose Lake and down to Cloquet and areas and Duluth. They had to travel that far to play. So yeah, he's such a family man, an avid sports fanatic. I came to his kids.
Well, so then I hate to get business on this sad time, but how do you go about then filling the role he played at the NCT?
Well, our election ordinance calls for, if it's less than a year, a mandatory election. And so that's the first thing I got to do this morning. And as soon as I'm done fielding some calls, and I'm going to put together an election calendar. I talked to April last night and told her I'd be putting together an election calendar for her and haven't done this morning yet. But if it's more than 365 days, which just would be, there has to be a special election within 141 days. So I've got within 140 days, I count, grab a calendar and start counting, come up with a date for them. So they have to have a special election with the primary.
All right. Well, thank you again, Gary, so much for talking to us at this sad time. And
all right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah.
That was Gary Frazier, Executive Director of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. We reached him by phone at the offices of the MCT for some thoughts on the passing of Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Chair Norman Deschamps. Next, we'll hear from a good friend and colleague of Norman's, Marie Spry. Joining us on the phone now is Marie Spry, the Grand Portage Tribal Council Vice Chair. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Marie.
Uh-huh. Yes, Thank you, Rhonda, for calling.
Okay. Well, and I want to talk to you a little bit about future plans for the RTC, but first, let's just I think everyone in the community has heard that we lost Tribal Chair Norman Deschamps on Saturday, the 9th.
Yes.
Very sudden and surprising. So, and I know that it's a close-knit community up there. How are folks doing, Marie?
Well, I think the shock hasn't worn off, that's for sure. Everyone's really feeling it. It's awful. It's just unbelievable. Never thought this would happen. I just, you know, I guess you never know.
Right. So I spoke earlier with Gary Frazier, the executive director at the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, who had worked with Norman in that capacity, and he shared a couple little stories. Have you guys been, I know you're probably doing business, but have you been able to share some stories about Norman this morning?
Oh, yeah, we always do. You know, we, of course, he wasn't here, you know, and we used to have some fun meetings, serious too, but he always had to have got a little joke in, and it was pretty cool. He's certainly going to be missed around here, and he's got a big shoes to fit. Bill, and I just don't know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, because now you came on the Tribal Council. You've been on how long now?
Okay, and since 2012.
Okay.
I have a year and till from June till my term is up.
Okay. So Norman had been on the council for quite some time before you joined.
Oh, yeah. He was first elected in 1974, and he was a councilman for a few years. And then he was elected secretary-treasurer, and it's been 26 years since he's been the tribal chair.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so did he have any advice for you?
He knew a lot of people and was very well respected by so many, you know, everyone. It was great.
Absolutely.
It's
yes.
just amazing to sit and listen to him talk about things. You know, he knew so much.
Yes. Did he have any advice for you when you came on the council?
Not really. He just, you know, he says, just listen. You know, he told me, you got to listen. And I try, you know. I tried.
Yeah.
But he always asked my opinion of things, which was kind of nice, you know. Didn't always agree on things, but we got along great. So it was pretty neat to be on the council with him.
Yeah.
So four of us left, and it'll be all four of us working together, trying to get things done.
So well, that leads well into my question about what is the next step. How do you end up? How, you know, I know Norman's shoes can't be filled, but you will need to have another person on the council. So how does that process work?
Well, as of right now, I will be filling in as the interim chair because there was I am the vice chair. So I'm not sure. We still haven't talked about what the plans are for the near future or not. So mine and Norman's term both would have been up in less than a year and a half. So what we're going to do, I'm not sure. We'll be talking with Gary Frazier and figure things out, I guess.
Okay. I know it's hard because I'm sure there are hundreds of stories, but do you have a favorite Norman story you'd like to share with listeners?
Oh, I just was thinking about that this morning too, and I can't think of anything right now. It's just, I don't know if you could talk to anybody else that's on staff down here, the Enterprise, like the down at the casino and stuff, when we'd have our meetings on Tuesday morning. And Norman and I used to go back and forth, and people would look at us like, what's going on?
But they thought maybe you were arguing for real.
Yes, a lot of times they did. They'd look, their eyes would get big, and they'd look at both of us, you know. Then we'd just start laughing. So it was all in fun, you know. yeah. used to tease me, which was okay, I guess, you know, so.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I thought about one this morning, a good story, but I can't think of it right now.
Everyone's kind of in shock.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and so they're making the plans right now for the funeral, so I'll be waiting to hear about that yet, where it's going to be for sure, and you know when.
Okay.
And then I will let you know that, Rhonda, for sure.
Okay. Yes, we'll help share that information as well. So, and I'm sure a lot of stories will be shared there.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think everyone has a story or two about Norman. He seemed to know everyone and care about everyone.
Boy, that's for sure. Yeah, I tell you, he sure did. Yeah, I couldn't even begin to know half the people he knows.
All right. Well, thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning, Maria. I know it's one of the hardest days probably ever at the RTC office.
Oh, yeah. By far, yes.
Okay. Thanks again. We'll be talking to you later.
Okay. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.